On Binghamton University Week, stress is an everyday fact of life. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Wegman, lecturer in the Health and Wellness Studies Department, explores how to fight back.
It's no secret that stress can impact you negatively, but what if you could use stress to your advantage? Not only do I teach students how to cope with stressors and avoid creating unwanted stress, but just as importantly, I teach how to utilize stress in a positive way. We teach our classes with a stress-enhancing mindset focus. We're taking a different approach to stress because we all know the horrible things that stress can do. However, research also shows that stress can be positive and there are benefits to it. My teachings differ from other stress management techniques since we don't focus on stopping stress, but teach students to use their stress to their advantage and manage stress in a way that makes them more productive. This creates what we call resilience. It's not a traditional stress management course in that we're not focusing on eliminating or reducing stress through techniques like yoga, but we cultivate resilience through thinking about the ways we cope and how we can change our mindset. Through student cooperation, we have shown that students can change their mindsets over the course of a semester and now have the empirical evidence to back this hypothesis up. By looking at this evidence, we have developed a list of tips for mastering stress that anyone can benefit from. These include: adopt a new mindset, take physical action, manage your time, and use your resources. When you change your attitude about stress, you have the opportunity to change the outcomes of stress in your life. You can be happier, healthier, and even more productive, not in spite of your stress, but through your stress. You can be the captain of your own ship.
That was Jennifer Wegman of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.